citizens, to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
That's bad. Now we can all sit down.
So, do I have a motion?
I move the agenda as presented.
Do I have a second?
Second it.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Thank you, Eva. Now I have a voice count, sir.
Director Hoagland.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Aye.
And Director Hudson.
Aye. 5-0. All right. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. Do we have anything? Okay. All right. Moving on, board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. Excuse me. So tonight we are considering approving an amendment to the purchase and sales agreement for the sale of the Clearland property that extends the feasibility period for 30 days.
Yes, Sandra, would you like to address the board?
Have they seen this?
They do.
Oh,
they've got it.
Because I brought extra copies in case you hadn't. When I talked to Pacific Land, they were hoping to have some of their community meetings before the time period so that they could say that their due diligence was approved and they could move forward. That didn't happen, so they're asking for a 30-day extension. And you have a copy of the amendment in front of you, which Trina, you would have to sign this time. But I would like to say that, Ava, they have just been thrilled with talking to you and the help that you've been giving them, because they do feel that that's helpful. And they have asked me to tell you that they would like to reach out to you for the next meeting so that they can get more support, so mm-hmm. that this can move forward and they don't have to come back to you for another extension.
Thank you, Sandra. Anybody have any thoughts?
No.
No, okay. Not at all. I think
so clear.
Mm-hmm. So I'll.
I do have one thought. I don't mean to throw anything in the mix. There's no money associated with this extension.
That's correct.
Right. So, from your experience, what if they don't get what they're aiming to get in this 30-day extension? Do you think the sale will fall through?
I don't. They may have to ask you for another extension, and at that point in time, we would talk about whether you should ask them for more money. Because the extensions for closing of escrow do include money to be passed through to you.
Right.
But I think that, to say, they gave us a nice short time period of 30 days, and I'm thinking that that's because they really do feel that this will happen in 30 days. And I will tell you that the property adjacent to your property, the small piece,
right.
He had to do the same thing. And so, and he did not have any money up front. His due diligence period is going to be up on Monday, and he just sent me an email today saying that it's going to go through. So he's very happy with what's been happening on that property. So I think the combination of both properties going forward together will be really nice.
Mm-hmm. That is the one thing that I was doing secret things with Doug over there because I didn't know her. But at the MAC meeting a couple of days ago, that's what they talked about. So I wanted us to know, but you and him know. So
right, yes. Mm-hmm.
Can you clarify? I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Yeah,
clarify
what
that means.
You're talking about.
Well,
yeah. Do they have that paper? No. Do they have that paper?
Yeah.
No, there's two properties there. Ours is built like Texas, and that little swatch out of the Texas is also being developed. So the development on that particular swatch is needed an additional 30 days, but it's going along just fine. And so this one is an addition to that for our property,
right.
The bigger piece of property.
And these are two different sellers.
And they're two different sellers.
Two different projects.
Yes.
And so At one point in time, the developer for the small property, when he first came in to talk to you, had wanted to do both properties, but he felt that it was too big of a project for him to take on. It's in his family trust. So he decided that it was too big of a project, so he just elected to go on the smaller parcel, and then this other company, which I think is more qualified, to do your property.
Madam Chair?
Please.
Can I make a motion to approve the amendment of purchase and sale agreement for the sale of the Clearland property that extends the feasibility period for 30 days?
Can we hold that for a minute? Because I have a couple more questions.
I'm sorry.
So Sandra, my only concern is that I don't mind them having the extra 30 days at no cost if we really think it's going to go through. But if because it's off the market and you haven't been showing it,
right?
I just feel like if you get a feeling, if they ask for more time, you know, whatever your feeling on that is, if we should recover some money from that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. For the next extension, I definitely would.
Okay.
And to let you know, the property is still being marketed. I do now have a list of everybody that has called me that has interest. I've let them know that it is under contract, that if anything doesn't go through with them, that I would call them immediately. And I have probably about 15 different names to get back to. So, I mean, there has been quite a bit of interest in the property. Mm-hmm. But it's something that, you know, until it is signed, sealed, and you have the check in your hand and cashed, then I consider that off the market.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure that if anything happens again, that they have a stake in it.
Right. No. And I would say probably at the beginning of May, because this would go through like the 6th of May, that I will check with them to see what is going to happen. And I will also let them know this, and I will also tell them about the other people that I have interest in. So I need to know on that day that that's going to happen.
Okay.
And so then that'll give them a week to get their money in order and things like that. Okay.
Do we have any more questions for Sandra before somebody makes a motion?
Well, we already have a motion, so a motion discussion's fine. Do we just need a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you.
Thank you both. Mm-hmm. And so then Doug now does.
Do we need a voice count?
We need to take a roll here.
Fine. I'm sorry.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. I think we're closing ceremonies.
Mm-hmm.
Do I get a motion?
I move we close. I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
You need her signature now?
Yes.
Great.
Oh,
she'll be glad to do that.
Good job. Sorry about that.
So no, that's perfectly appropriate.
To them tomorrow,
and then perfectly appropriate to have a motion and then discussion.
Yeah.